AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Two new major decisions from the Supreme Court. The justices are striking down President Biden's plan to wipe away $400 billion in student loan debt. It leaves borrowers on the hook for repayments that are expected to resume by late summer. Also, the Supreme Court dealt a defeat for gay rights. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The High Court's conservative majority has ruled a Christian graphic artist who wants to design wedding websites can refuse to make them for same-sex couples. The 6-3 ruling comes despite a Colorado law barring discrimination based on sexual orientation and other characteristics. A law designer Lori Smith says violates her free speech rights. The decision's a win for religious rights, one in a series of cases in recent years where the justices have sided with religious plaintiffs, but it also marks a retreat on gay rights at the High Court, which has been expanding them for two decades. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The government says consumer spending tumbled last month to its lowest level since April of 2021. Pulled down by lower gas prices and slower rising food costs. It's tracked by the Federal Reserve to gauge inflation. Alan Arkin has died. He was nominated 4 times for an Academy Award and won Best Supporting Actor in 2007 for Little Miss Sunshine.
Are you kidding me? You're going to blow him out of the water. They're not going to know what hit him.
Grandpa?
Yeah?
Am I pretty?
Olive, you are the most beautiful girl in the whole world.
His sons Adam, Matthew, and Anthony confirmed their father's death. Alan Arkin was 89. French President Emmanuel Macron is urging parents to keep teenagers at home to quell rioting spread across France and says social media are fueling copycat violence. This was triggered by the deadly police shooting of a 17-year-old. The U.S. has flown nuclear-capable bombers to the Korean Peninsula. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel. This is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are moving higher in early trading on Wall Street after the latest signal that inflation may be easing. The rally early Friday kept the market on track to post solid gains for the week, the month, and the first half of the year. The S&P 500 was up 1.2%. The Dow rose 266 points. That's 0.8%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.6%. The stock market has been rallying this year, in part because the economy has been able to avoid a long-predicted recession. Wall Street hopes inflation is easing enough for the Federal Reserve to stop raising interest rates. The central bank has raised rates by 5 percentage points from virtually zero early last year. On Friday, the government reported that the measure of inflation the Fed prefers to use eased in May. Seth Zutel, New York.
Parents of 4 transgender children have filed a lawsuit challenging a Georgia law set to take effect tomorrow that bans most gender-affirming surgeries. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.